From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, you're listening to The Diz Unplugged. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Diz Unplugged Roundtable Discussion for the week of December 6th, 2011. I'm John Magi, and I'll be your host this week, and I am joined at the roundtable by our Orlando team, Kathy Werling, Julie Martin, Teresa Eccles, Kevin Close, and Max the Intern working the controls today. Pete and Walter are out doing things, stuff, so they won't be joining us for the show this week.
Can't imagine what he has to do.
Right. He says he's busy. I don't believe it.
Manny Petties.
But they will be here for the event, for the party this upcoming weekend, and for our live show on Sunday. So they will both be there for that. And I also wanted to start by wishing Pete a very happy birthday. Today is Pete's birthday.
I know. Wow.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Happy birthday. So this week's show, we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas at Walt Disney World. We're going to do kind of a cleanup show. Stuff we haven't had a chance to talk about yet that we've all had a chance to experience for the holidays. Hopefully get you all in the holiday spirit and things that we wanted to mention as things that we thought were cool going on at Walt Disney World for Christmas. And then Kathy Werling has information on Christmas at SeaWorld. So I'm anxious to hear that. Kevin Close has two re-reviews for us this week. Two very popular dining experiences, the Brown Derby at Disney's Hollywood Studios, as well as Cinderella's Royal Table at the Magic Kingdom. All that plus news, roundtable rapid fire, and much more on this week's Diz Unplugged.
Sorry.
Let's start. Much more.
You actually love the much more?
It's always my favorite part.
Let's start with a little housekeeping. Anybody have anything for housekeeping they want to share?
I do.
Kathy?
With the wedding coming up this weekend, I have a public service announcement from Yvette and Emil that that if you'd like to donate to Give Kids the World in honor of Pete and Walter, there's a web link that you can go do that, and they will also be walking around at the Harry Potter party taking your donations.
So. Potter party.
Potter party. Can't even say it.
It's a tongue twister. Yes. You're walking around asking people for money?
Mm-hmm.
Give me money.
That will dance with you for a dollar.
Be another dance.
And Teresa and I have some exciting
news.
Oh,
it's real exciting.
Tell us.
You ready, John?
I'm ready. Is it much more?
It's much more.
Excellent. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've been two chicks that don't
run, bike,
Rike or whatever. Don't get dirty.
Even
them.
You can't remember what it is. How are we supposed to remember what it is?
That doesn't make a good acronym.
I think it was.
It is cute.
I thought it was cute.
It worked.
Anyway, it worked. You know, as of the other day, we were up to just 2,000. We're trying to raise 5,000. Kathy, where are we at now?
We are over 5,000.
Wow.
Smokes.
One of our generous listeners.
Topped it off.
You got one donation? Does he realize
Dang.
That it's going to be a clean race?
This isn't a couple of chicks running without underwear,
no,
right?
No, through the mud. But how exciting that we actually have to do this now.
Yes.
Do you think we're like advertising? Is it like Pennzoil?
Really? I didn't ask. I don't know.
Skittles or something like that?
Yeah, but he didn't do it with conditions.
No, there's no conditions.
Wow, very nice.
But that doesn't. But now we want to kind of see how far we can get. We want to. Don't stop just because we've reached our goal. Let's see if we can go farther.
And thank you to all those people that have been giving it to us right along.
I know.
We take small gifts, large gifts, whatever you can give.
People are donating
small
more
gifts,
than
large gifts, medium size.
People are donating more than one time.
Yes,
that's cool.
And it's just
we've had people like say they were going to give up something, and what they gave up that week, they've donated the money to Give Kids the World. Yeah. So keep it up.
You guys have initiated like Christmas Lent.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, people are giving stuff up to support you. That's awesome.
Give it up for the chicks.
Does your big donor wish to remain anonymous? It says that way we haven't said who it is, or is it just
He hasn't said that he didn't want to be recognized. I have his name. His name is Drake Thibodeau.
Wow. I know who he is.
We know who he is.
Yeah, we know.
Excellent.
We know who you are.
They volunteered this week, or was it last week?
Last week
at Give Kids the World.
And they handed the money right to the lady at Give Kids the World. So it's
earmarked
official.
With the chicks Mm-hmm. Two Chicks logo.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. That's really cool.
So that's
Thank you very much for doing that.
That is so awesome. But I have a question about the link you said for Pete. Are you going to give us the link on the show notes?
We'll
have
it up on the show notes page.
Oh, okay, good.
The first giving, there's also, it's up on the Diz Unplugged board. Firstgiving.com, fundraiser, power of 10, wedding gift. But it'll be up there because nobody will ever remember this.
Very cool. Anybody else have any housekeeping they want to?
I've got a little thank you going out to one of our listeners, Richard Page from the UK. He sent me a little private little gift of a baby zombie and some cool little posters that he did. He's an artist. It's amazing stuff. Here's a little zombie. See? Isn't she cute?
The poster's beautiful.
The
zombie doll?
The zombie baby scares me.
Oh, Stella just, I mean, when it came out of the wrapper, she's like, zombie baby. And, I mean,
is that a Vinylmation that he's kind of?
This is actually a Brat doll. That he's somehow reworked into a
bloody
lips and nose, like it's been chewing on your leg. Isn't that great? Yeah. I mean,
he does what every mom wants.
All kinds of amazing
artwork.
A baby
that will eat you alive.
Just amazing. He does, I saw one where he did, I think, Donald Duck.
You're putting money away for Stella's therapy, right?
Yeah. He did a Donald Duck and a Kermit as a little zombie-looking thing. I mean, just real interesting take on, you know, pop culture, whatever you want to call it. I love it.
Very nice. I want to bring everybody up to speed on our event this weekend, on our party this weekend.
What's happening?
Something's going on, you know? No one told you?
No one told me.
Sad.
Are you busy Saturday night?
I am.
Very excited. Looking forward to our Wizarding World of Harry Potter event coming up Saturday, December 10th. At 9:30 p.m. at Islands of Adventure. If you have signed up, you should have already received your credentials by now.
If I never hear that word again, it's going to be okay.
The next person who utters credentials at me. we're asking that if you're going to be going to Islands of Adventure on your own, please make sure you're at the gates at 9 p.m. Be at Islands of Adventure at 9 p.m. Say it again.
At 9 p.m.
That's when they're going to start walking people back to a staging area next to Wizarding World of Harry Potter. There's a Sinbad experience. That's where they're going to put people. If you're taking transportation,
horrible. No, not the comedian.
Have you seen that show?
So they're gonna make you sit through the Sinbad?
No, you don't have to sit through the Sinbad.
Oh, okay.
It's just a place where we're gonna stage people until they let them into.
They're gonna be like running out of that place.
Folks, one of the questions about this event that I keep hearing is, will there be food served? There will be drinks available. There'll be two bars, cash bars. There will be butter beer available, and there will be soft drinks available just outside the area of Harry Potter. But food will not be served or be available. Make sure you eat before you arrive.
Correct. Yeah, we try to tell people this ahead of time. There's no food being served. This isn't a food event. There will be butter beer. There'll be pumpkin juice. There's going to be other things, too. Yeah, I know.
Grace loves her pumpkin,
too. People want it, can have as much as they want.
So the restaurant will not be open.
The restaurant will not be open.
Oh, okay.
That is what no food means.
Well, I thought it was we weren't providing it, but it was going to be there if they wanted to buy it.
No. So we can't even purchase, like, things in the little candy shop?
Yes.
Oh,
the stores will all be open, so you can purchase things in the stores, and if there's food in the stores, I don't know what's in the stores.
There is, but it's mostly, like, candy and
chocolate frog or something like that. But there's not. It's not like events we've done in the past where we've set up.
There's going to be no corn dogs,
right? As Kevin mentioned, there are two cash bars. One will be in the event itself somewhere. One might be in two broomsticks. They haven't told us yet exactly where they're going to be.
Three broomsticks.
Well, for us, it's only going to be two.
Two's next door.
We didn't pay enough, so they're only going to have two broomsticks. They cannot serve soda in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. It conflicts with the storyline.
Okay.
So Jack Daniels, on the other hand, is okay.
Apparently.
Oh.
So if you want to have a soft drink, you're going to have to go outside of the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. There will be a stand set up in that Sinbad area. Sodas will be complimentary.
As will pumpkin juice, right?
As will pumpkin juice and, beer,
and
butter beer.
And butter beer.
I don't enjoy butter beer either. I
want to try
it
frozen.
Yeah, frozen's supposed to be better.
I've had the other one that was nasty.
Yeah.
I also want to remind people, if you're taking our transportation, you want to be at your resort at 8 p.m. We don't know what the designated bus route will be, but please be there at 8 p.m. because that's when the bus is going to start rolling. If you're not there and waiting, they are going to leave you. Sorry.
So just be out in front of your resort, whatever your resort is, and the little Potter bus is going to swing by and get you?
Correct.
Well, it's not necessarily in front of the resort. One of them is in front of a convention area.
We sent out a list.
So they know.
Everybody should know
by where you were supposed to be.
Okay. They're just wandering around looking for a little...
With your credentials on.
With everyone's credentials, we're sent out a letter. And part of the letter was an explanation of transportation. I have to give another shout-out to Buena Vista Suites. They were very generous and helped us offset the cost of sending out credentials this year. Thank you very much, Buena Vista Suites.
And they're excited about coming.
We have some guests from Buena Vista Suites are going to be there. So if you see them, thank them personally. Also, I want to say a special thank you to the Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin Hotel. We had a difficult time finding a location for the live podcast taping on Sunday. Places were wanted to charge us a tremendous amount of money. The Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin stepped up, and they gave us a room free of charge. So we're very excited and very happy that they're a good partner to us. So
seats
thank
10,
you.
Right?
Yes, exactly. Six and four more. So thank you, Walt Disney World Swan and Dolphin, for that. Also, I want to remind everybody that we're only going to have one more podcast this year. That's going to be our live taping at the event. After that, we're all on vacation. We're all on break until the beginning of January. So plan accordingly. And that does it for my housekeeping.
And that made me think we have a photo walk after the podcast taping. We're going to...
For the chicks. Two chicks.
You guys will make an announcement at the show and the people know, so they know where to meet you and that sort of thing.
Yeah. The chicks will be everywhere that weekend. We'll just...
There's a lot of other stuff going on, too. So don't just... If you're interested, go to the boards, check out other events at Dizzapalooza.
I believe there's a large group of people going to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Mm-hmm. Please understand that this is not an organized event that we organized. It's a group of people who have gotten together and decided to do this on their own.
Julie, you want to say
something? Oh, we have a listener who actually works at Universal in Harry Potter, Shane Grizzard, and he is actually going to be working the party that night, working the Forbidden
Journey.
Working
the party.
So is Yvette, apparently.
He's like really super excited. So if you, what do they call him over there?
Team members
named Shane. He is a fellow listener. So
give him
really
a great
nice
big hug.
Really. Does he always work in there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, not always, but he does work there now.
He's allowed to go home eventually.
Yeah. Well, he posted on my wall to tell me, so he's super excited.
Is he going to be dressed up? Is he have to wear a costume?
I think they wear a costume.
Yeah, they wear their little Potter clothing, whatever it is they wear.
Katie's teacher might be there, too. He works at Universal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they probably had to volunteer their time. I mean, they might be getting paid, but it's probably...
They're getting paid, I know.
Like, I'm sure it's like a... Well, this isn't a normal operating hours for them, so...
They have to sign up for special events.
Wow. And my husband works there, but he's not working that night. He'll be there drinking butterbeer.
It's a fully staffed event. All the stores are open. You know, all the rides are open in that area, so...
How about the singers and all that stuff's going to be out? Mm-hmm.
The frog choir, is that what it's called?
Oh, yes. The creepy little frogs.
Yeah.
And then
the little cute conductor dude, is he going to be there?
I know this is going to be difficult for our listeners, but there is a minimum that we have to reach at each of the cash bars. Otherwise, it's going to cost John a great deal of money. So if you could do your part and go over and make a purchase. You are looking at me like I'm joking. This is really
true.
It's true.
We have to meet a minimum $400 per bar.
I don't think you're going to have a problem.
Yeah, I don't think we'll
have
a problem.
Can I use the company card? Just kidding.
There you go. All right, and that does it for my housekeeping. Anybody else?
I'm just going to make a little plug. We have space available on our May ABD going to Italy, Rome, Tuscany, and Venice. If you're interested, Kevin at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Very cool. All right, let's move on to news. Kathy has agreed to read the news for me this week.
Happy news, I hope.
Yes, it's happy news, and nobody died.
Okay. All right.
So the first story is... Let me move my... crinkly papers. Universal Studios to close Jaws to make room for new attraction. Jaws, the classic Universal Studios Florida ride in which tour boats full of guests are attacked by a robotic great white shark, will close permanently on January 2nd to make way for a new attraction. Universal Orlando announced Friday. The ride, based on the 1975 movie directed by famed director and Universal theme park consultant Steven Spielberg, was one of the original attractions in Universal Studios when the park opened in 1990. the Amity-themed area surrounding the attraction, named after the fictional resort island in the movie, will also be closed to make room for what will be an exciting new attraction experience, Universal spokesman Tom Schroeder said. Jaws has been an amazing attraction and an important part of our history. We know that Jaws holds a special place in the hearts of our guests, but we always have to look to the future and dedicate ourselves to providing new, innovative entertainment experiences for our guests. Universal said employees who work on the attraction or in the surrounding environment will be moved into other areas of the resort. Two other attractions in the area, Disaster and Beetlejuice's Graveyard Review, will not be affected. Universal declined to discuss any details about what will replace Jaws or when it might open. We can't wait to share details of our plans in due time, Schroeder said.
That's sad.
Now,
people are distraught.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they're freaking on that.
This is a favorite ride of many people. It's part of it's a staple of going Universal. Now, Kevin has information, I understand, but before he reads his information or imparts upon us, what do you think they're going to do? What makes sense to go in that area? I know they're talking about this Transformer ride in Singapore, but that doesn't even seem to make sense over there, does it?
I don't know what it just seems strange to me that they picked Jaws and not like Beetlejuice or Disaster, because
Disaster's horrible.
Yeah, I mean it's been through a remake. It's been through a remake, but it's sort of like been there, done that. That if they were going to get rid of something, that would be the thing.
I don't know. I feel like Jaws is so classic.
Do you think you think the new thing requires water? Maybe that's why they did it, so they don't have to read.
Do not tell me they're bringing water.
Yeah, that's
hey, it's wonderful.
Kevin Costner
California.
With gills, no thanks.
Waterworld, it's in the Hollywood Universal.
Yeah, it's awful, it's, too.
Oh, no, I think it's cool.
That was awful.
I mean, the movie was awful. But.
I'm sure when I hear it, maybe I'd get excited, but it just seems a shame that they're, you know, I get that they think they need to replace it, but I wish that would have been one of the ones
I'm a fan. I love all the Jaws movies, no matter what number it is, and I've even read
the one where Jaws got loose in SeaWorld?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then why can't they just upgrade it? Why couldn't they just, you know, make it a little bit more
fearful.
State of the art?
Yeah, just redo Jaws. Make him look more real.
Because it's such a classic movie.
Really? Actually tear people apart, you know, yeah.
All right, so what do you have for us, Kevin?
This is my rapid fire. I want credit later on when we do rapid fire that I already did mine.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me write it down.
All right. All right. This is directly from Perez Hilton's website. I'm going to read it directly.
Official? Okay, go ahead.
It's a rumor. I'm going to couch.
He's
Perez Hilton is usually pretty spot on.
Okay. I am going to couch all of this as, let's just call it rumor at this point. And I'm going to read with the post. There's a lot going on with the head honchos over at Universal Studios theme park. With the announcement of the new Harry Potter theme park coming west and officially closing of Jaws, and the official closing of Jaws in the east, many are wondering what else the company has up their sleeve. Two words, phase two. Namely, excuse me, plans are going into development to expand Harry Potter experience in Orlando. While the original Wizarding World is found in Islands of Adventure, the new Harry Potter attraction would most likely fill the void left by Jaws and the Amity area.
No.
The idea is to create a completely separate part of the Potterverse in the other park. One is equally as iconic as Hogsmeade and Hogwarts Castle. London, and a more exact replica of Diagon Alley. According to the alleged plans, this Harry Potter expansion into Universal Studios proper will be a replica of the London Street as portrayed in J.K. Rowling's books. Specifically, young witches and wizards will get to travel down through the gateway into the Leaky Cauldron and be transported to Diagon Alley. While some of the stores, such as Ollivander's Wand Shop, can already be found at the Wizarding World across the way, rumor is that this will be a more true representation for the locale, as seen in the movies. The highlights of this expansion will include a new dark coaster ride in Gringotts Wizarding Bank and the chance to ride the Hogwarts Express train from Platform 9 and 3 quarters. In fact, those who purchase 2 park tickets will get the full Harry Potter experience as you can board the train and be taken directly to Hogsmeade, just like in the story. And what's more, we're hearing this. Now, if all that wasn't enough, I've heard some rumors about another possible attraction likely to go into the Phase 2 project. That may attempt to take advantage of the new 3D projection tunnel technology Universal created for Hong Kong 3D 360 at the Hollywood Park earlier this year. I don't know if this may be put to use during your train ride on the Hogsmeade Express or if this will be an entirely separate ride experience. One source suggested it could be a trip on the three-decker night bus, but I've heard that isn't likely to happen.
You're going to soak that franchise for everything it's worth, aren't they?
No.
And then you're going to get on a train in one park, take it down Turkey Lake Road, and get, and get off at the other park.
You might see some people that look like goblins and wizards.
You get to go right past Dr. Phillips High School.
It's interesting. It's interesting that they're going to separate this into two parks and make it more of an immersive process.
From a logistical standpoint, it's great. Because now you don't have everybody going to one park for that.
It also separates the it spreads the wealth.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Now people are going to go to that park just as well, and it's going to make that the crowd.
But it's just it's weird because they already have some things that they're. I don't know. I think it wasn't well thought out.
I agree. Well,
then if that's the case, why not make Harry Potter Land? Why not take the back of your park, make the whole thing Harry Potter Land, and make it a separate gate? You know.
Well, the other choice is they're going to build something from Avatar.
No, that's happening at Disney. It should be interesting.
Well,
that's all very interesting. What about the next news story, Kathy?
Okay. It's Universal Studios Hollywood to get its own Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Oh, it's just Harry Potter Day, isn't it?
Yeah, how about that? Harry Potter and cohorts will be touching down in California at Universal Studios Hollywood, according to news reports. The Wall Street Journal, citing unnamed sources, said the new section at NBC Universal's Southern California theme park will closely resemble the Harry Potter attraction at its sister park in Orlando, including a Hogwarts castle, roller coaster, and Hog's Head Tavern with butterbeer on tap. A contract between Comcast Corporation-owned Universal and Warner Brothers, which made the Harry Potter movies and controls licensing rights to author J.K. Rowling's books about the boy wizard is being finalized and should be done within the next few weeks, reports the Los Angeles Times business blog Company Town. But Hogwarts fans shouldn't get too antsy. The new park isn't likely to open until 2015 at the earliest. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Universal Orlando has scored huge successes. The Florida park almost doubled its revenue to $309 million in the year after the attraction opened, the Wall Street Journal reports.
Where are they going to put it out there? It's on a hill.
No, I'm sure they'll...
They're going to, like, take away part of the back lot, or...
Could be Waterworld.
Yeah, really. Maybe there goes Waterworld.
Could be Jaws. You know, yeah. Who knows what they'll get rid of out there. But they have a lot more land, though. And I don't know that it's all being used.
I just remember it was being incredibly hilly.
Yeah, you got to go that huge
escalator. Up and down.
I've never been, so.
No, I've never been.
Not in California.
I haven't either.
It's amazing, but I couldn't figure out where they're going to put it.
If they can keep making money off of it, I guess they're going to keep putting it everywhere,
Well, they probably can use some of the same design, so it's probably saving them some money to replicate it out there.
True.
Y'all been watching the Potter movies on TV this week?
No.
Yep.
No.
That's all I've done.
Gearing I saw them back to back to back to back like a year ago. That was enough.
Yeah. Grace has been watching them nonstop, getting ready for the Saturday night. It's going to enhance the party, I guess.
Okay.
Could enhance the party. All right.
Okay, and our final news story is on the Disney side. It's health and wellness suites canceled for Disney's Contemporary Resort. Walt Disney World no longer plans to convert the 14th floor of the Contemporary Resort into health and wellness suites. Back in April, Disney announced the coming of the suites, which were to have personal cardio equipment and massage tables built in. They were scheduled to open last month as part of a growing movement resort-wide to introduce themed rooms such as the Pirate Rooms at Caribbean Beach and the Princess Rooms coming to Port Orleans Riverside. A major renovation will still take place at the Contemporary, but will now begin in early 2013. The hotel's roof is being redone, as well as improvements on the California Grill restaurant. At the same time, the 14th floor will still be renovated, but on a smaller scale, making the suites similar to suites at Disney's other deluxe hotels. The suites may still contain some features from the original plan, such as the bamboo floors and low allergen mattresses, but will no longer contain the private exercise equipment. Disney hasn't commented on what led to the change in plans, but company spokesperson Brian Manalis said, "We look at new ideas and concepts all of the time. It's not unusual for changes to be made on major construction projects, such as the Contemporary Suite renovations. The renovated suites may open by the summer of 2012.
I knew that it wasn't going to happen. We talked about it when they first, you know, announced that they were doing that.
I find it interesting that this is now the second big, well, I don't know how big it is, but it's the second thing that Disney's announced that they're not going to do. We didn't do this news story, but they've canceled that Washington, D.C. resort as part of their resort expansion. Used to be a time when you never heard anything about Disney until it was almost about to open.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if now they've kind of shot themselves in the foot. The more information that's out there, the more likely people are going to get disappointed when stuff doesn't
happen.
They
got to take it back. Oh, well, we changed our mind.
Yeah.
Announcing it too early. Or Avatar's taking all their money.
Could be. It could be the investment in Avatar's.
I got to tell you, these didn't sound appealing to me.
Me neither.
No. Well, I don't know. I mean, when you come to Disney, do you really need a suite that had this stuff in it? I mean, I don't think that's where you come to continue.
Supposed to be exercise equipment.
Yeah, and massage tables.
And massage tables.
Does it come with someone to massage
you? To hire someone to massage you, yeah. But
I mean, there are places to go for that.
Right.
And if you need a gym at your resort, then stay at a resort that has one.
And that one has one, right?
The Contemporary?
Already. Doesn't it?
I don't know.
I'm sure it does. Well, maybe I'm not sure. I don't know what the crap I'm talking
about. I'm sure they just...
They I don't exercise.
They probably couldn't justify the price. And they said, well, hey, forget it.
Or someone finally smartened up and said, who does
these
this
aren't going
to
be popular.
I mean, in my opinion, the only person that I can think of off the top of my head that would use a suite like that would be like an Olympic athlete that's training year-round. They want to go on vacation, but they still have to...
Well, people do work out on
say, have you ever seen the people who run around Disney property and you think to yourself, in the parks all day isn't enough?
Yeah.
You're not tired. Your
what
feet
the
don't
crap
hurt.
Are you doing? I always think that. When we were doing the bike ride around Boardwalk, and these people were like, they're jogging. I'm going, what the crap? You're on vacation.
There are some people who are very much into health, but I agree. I couldn't see a...
Isn't that us, Teresa? Aren't we very much into health?
Yeah, we're very much into health.
All right. Thank you, Kathy, for reading the news. Let's do rapid fires.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, I just want to make sure that I know that Kevin gets credit.
Oh, my. Okay, let's start with Kevin. He's done.
Kevin's done. He gets credit.
Let's finish his. Something
could
Chris
you make
Hilton
a check mark
said
on something?
Really? Where's his gold star?
There, I checked him off. Good gosh. What right. the crap? Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That's like the sixth time you've said that.
That's our favorite saying.
My mom would smack me if she was here. Okay.
Go ahead, thank Teresa.
House of Blues has changed their name. It's now Crossroads at House of Blues. And this goes for the Orlando and the Downtown Disney Anaheim. It's a new dining experience by celebrity chef Aaron Sanchez, incorporating flavors from all over the world.
The guy from Chopped.
Yeah, the cutie.
Aron
Sanchez.
Yes.
Yeah. An Iron Chef.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Oh, because he's Hispanic? Aaron.
Yeah.
Well, that's how
it was.
He's
it Aaron?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's Aaron.
Do you ever watch the show Chopped?
Yes. No, but I Googled him and he's a cutie.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cuisine is a mix of
really
American and international
in
inspired. And he's only 35. Okay, anyway. International inspired dishes, including shrimp and grits, hand stretched grilled flatbreads. He's going to hand stretch it himself. And street tacos. Previous House of Blues staples like cornbread, pulled pork sandwiches, and signature burgers remain on the menu.
I was going to say, don't take away that cornbread.
I love tacos.
They took away the voodoo shrimp, though. And
that wasn't that great.
Oh, I liked it. And they changed the cornbread. It's not the same cornbread. A lot of, and they took away the po' boy. They took away. There's
I'm quite sure
a few
they're going to take away a lot of things.
Yeah, they did.
It's no longer Southern.
And it's, I mean, the menu's good. The new one for Orlando is up on our site. I labored over it yesterday. I've got the one for Anaheim. It's the exact same menu. The prices are just different.
Higher?
In some cases, and some things are lower. I mean, just a dollar off here or there, nothing drastic. And what we have is baby back ribs. They have a St. Louis ribs. I don't know what the crap that's about. But anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
What a dollar every time you say that word.
Where's the jar?
Exactly. Or cuss jar.
Crap jar. Okay, anyway. Sorry. I thought that was cool, though. I'm going to go check it out. Cause
oh, we will, too.
I love House of Blues.
I wonder why the name change.
I don't know.
Because Aron Sanchez is not.
But, I mean, just...
Crossroads.
His name's on the menu. And, Crossroads. There's something in Memphis that's... People are fussing about it, though.
Because it's House of Blues. It's an established place. It's been around for a very long time, and you're going to go change it up?
Well, I'm going to say, it seems to me like you would either completely change it or leave the name.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. Well, is the House of Blues still the same and just the restaurant is different?
No, I think it's just the restaurant.
So yeah, maybe the restaurant is
It's still the House of Blues, but now it's Crossroads at the House of Blues.
Gotcha. So it's not the House of
Blues. Is that the menu?
Yeah. And this is...
I'm stealing it.
Oh, yeah. This is the California version. Same menu, different prices.
Oh, all right.
Well, they still have the cornbread with maple butter.
Yes, but it's... Did it have jalapenos in it before? Mm-hmm. Jalapeno peppers? Okay.
All right, well,
I mean,
thank you.
They've changed a few things. They've got lobster mac and cheese. They took away the, what is the artichoke dip I love so much?
Oh, yeah.
It's spinach gone. Artichoke.
But they have Yukon gold potatoes.
Yeah, they do. Yukon gold mashed garlic potatoes. Thank you very much, Kathy.
All right, thank you, Teresa. Julie, what do you have for rapid fire?
Well, if you're doing everyone's name in an accent, you could call me Hooli.
Is that what it is?
Hooli.
We do in the car on the way home.
We try Hooli. Different accents for everybody.
That's creepy.
Okay, mine's all about New Year's at Universal. So there's going to be a party on the piazza at the Portofino Bay Hotel. It'll start at 8:30 p.m. It's $125 per person. You must be 21 or older. They're going to have gourmet food samples from Mama Della's, the Trattoria, Sal's Market
Love.
Deli, Splendido's Bar and Grill, and the Gelateria. Am I saying that right? There's going to be more than a dozen wines and sparkling wines that will be available, and there'll be jazz music provided by Johnny Cool and the Mobster Swing Band. And then the Portofino Opera Singers will also be there to help ring in the new year. Or you could head over to Universal City Walk if that's not your style. This will be from 8 to 2 a.m., and they're going to have Smash Mouth and Big Voodoo Daddy for entertainment.
Ooh.
Smash Mouth will play from 8 to 8:45, and then again from 10:30 to 11:15. And then Big Bad Voodoo Daddy will play from 9:15 to 11, and then 11:45 to 12:30. I like both of those bands.
You kind of mm-hmm. can't go in a theme park these days without tripping over Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
advanced tickets must be purchased before December 15th, and they're $119.99. Tickets purchased on or after 12/16 are going to be $139.99 plus tax. And then annual pass holders can get their tickets for $99.99 if they're purchased before December 15th. So get your tickets now and don't, you know, have to pay the extra.
Don't delay.
In addition to the bands on the plaza stage, there'll be live entertainment at all 7 clubs. And, of course, food will be available. And there will be a champagne toast and a confetti burst at midnight.
There was a hand that went
with
that.
That was fun.
Burst. Little jazz hands.
Yeah, no.
First hand.
Where are you going to be on New Year's Eve?
At home.
I'm going to be bursting at home.
Cheese doodles and Dr. Pepper.
Yep. So, well, Pat O'Brien's will be having their jambalaya. Bob Marley, you can do the Jamaican beef and veggie patties. Latin Quarter will have vegetarian paella. And Jimmy Buffett will have his cheeseburger in paradise, of course. But there will also be things like roasted filet wrapped in bacon, holiday chicken roulade, hot hors d'oeuvres, penne pasta with fresh broccoli, jalapeno poppers, green salad, and international and domestic cheeses. And, of course, there'll be a seafood station with things like shrimp and crab claws, as well as a dessert station. And you must be 21 to attend this event as well. I think both of those sound like fun, yeah. But I probably would be more partial to the piazza one. It sounds a little more low-key.
Julie, do you go out on
these? We usually go before, like, on a day before.
You pretend it's...
No.
Or what?
Like, last year we were at home. I just feel like there's such a build-up for New Year's Eve, and then it's such a letdown.
I just sit home with all the fun little foods I've denied myself. And
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah. And Kathy Griffin. Yeah. Listen to him giggle. That's the fun of the night.
So.
Thank you, Julie. Kathy, what do you have for rapid fire?
Starting, I guess, the other day, December 4th. there's a new character lunch at Tusker House. It's called Donald's Dining Safari Lunch. Character lunch will be offered from 11 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. It's an all-you-care-to-eat of spit-roasted meats, salads, vegetarian offerings, stews, and desserts prepared...
Spit-roasted?
Donald spits on your meat before he cooks it.
It's all prepared with an African touch. Donald and Daisy are the characters, and of course that's subject to change. They didn't say what the price was, and they're also testing a Fantasmic... picnic lunch that you can pick up at the Dockside Diner.
That sounds interesting.
And it gets you guaranteed admission into Fantasmic.
It'd be a nice option.
So this new one at Tusker House is called Donald's.
Yeah, Donald's.
His name is in it, right?
Yes. Donald's.
But the characters are subject to change?
Yes.
If I go and Donald is not there, I will have a hissy.
Yeah, it should be there.
I would pay to see that.
I'm sure it probably will.
On New Year's Eve.
I would think Donald will be the main guy and everybody else will be.
They'll bring in some.
Interchangeable.
Yeah.
But Daisy better be there too.
Lord.
I don't know about Daisy.
Daisy might want the day off. Maybe Donald will have his other girlfriend there.
Not likely.
But maybe Daisy.
Not many people can put up with him.
Chipper
Daisy
Dale.
Could have
Daffy?
A special friend.
His special friend?
You know, the special friend that...
Donald has a special friend?
Yeah. You know, that
Goofy?
There's more than one Daisy.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Daisy's twin.
Oh, yeah.
Daisy has a twin? Are you serious?
No.
Oh, I'm going, okay, what's
yes, her name's Doozy.
I thought maybe Duke. Yeah, you never know. Interesting.
All right. Thank you, Kathy, and thank you, everybody, for your rapid fires. That'll do it for rapid fire, and that'll do it for this segment. Stay tuned. Join us again for other segments when we discuss much, much more.
I would hold that in forever.